How funny can sex be?
Watch your mouth there, boy.
It's a film's what it is, Pa. Looky, the New York Post says it's the funniest comedy of the year.
Them city folk ain't got no shame.
No, Pa, this ain't no porny. It's a high-class film.
Hey, now, you got more brains than I thunk. What do you call this thing?
How funny can sex be?
Coming in the second hour, I want to stress this. You might have a tape recorder handy. I've got a major announcement coming up.
Greetings all, Mark Time here again with another Wiggle Room for the second Tuesday of the month, this month being March 2026. Firstly, a small but significant pause for the cause. It's, of course, Hellraiser time again here at the old station. So, if you've got the Wiggle Room playlist show up, thing to do there is to click on the Pledge Now and pledge, please. You need the money. Yes. Anyways, hello. Today, being second Tuesday of the month, it's Vintage Air Checks time again. This time, surprised I haven't featured this city yet, Montreal. Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Although all this is going to be in English, I could throw in some French as well if I dug deep enough, but I don't have the time. We've only got an hour, and I've already used a couple of minutes of that. So, what I've got here first, this used to be the big top 40 station in town, CKGM. English language had a fair enough French audience where at least the English announcers pronounced French correctly most of the time. So anyway, this is from 1971. I hope you enjoy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Lee Murray.
CKGM Montreal.
It's all right. 10 o'clock in the city with Donnie Elbert. Supremes classic, baby, where did our love go? You got it all right here with Lee Murray and your radio on a Tuesday night in Montreal at 10:03. Bring it on, Chilliwack. This is the Lonesome Mary. That's Lonesome Mary Chilliwack on CKJM. Hi, how are you? 10:05 in the city for the Staple Singers, and you got to respect yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, like hoots about anything. Staple Singers at CKGM, you gotta respect yourself. Saturday morning after New Year's Eve, that will be close to impossible, I think. 10:09 at CKGM, this is a brand new song from Three Dog Night.
We'll never be to spring, but I kinda like the music. Sweet lady, Florence, seen there. And they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it. Never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I've never been to England, but I kinda like the blues. Well, I hit it all on speakers. Only made it out to needles.
That's Three Dog Night on their album Harmony, and I've never been to Spain, but I kind of dig the music. 10-12 was solid gold.
When I think about the good love you gave me, I kind of could be me. Living without you, it drives me crazy. I kind of could be me. Why those nights that you're not a place, man? Not a toy or a puppet on a string. We'll be right back.
1968 was the vintage year for the box tops. Cry like a little Betty baby. That's because I got a cavity instead of my two front teeth for Christmas. Can't win. 10:15 at CKGM is the new seeker, singing perfect harmony for the entire world.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing and dance in harmony and let love. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once.
Thought anyway. 10:17 at CKGM. Temptations on a Lee Murray Show. Superstar. Remember how you got where you are. Go get it back. have the Temptations playing for Montreal tonight. That's Superstar from CKGM at 1020.
One, two, and buckle my shoe off.
Did you miss a few people's Christmas presents this year? Or do you want to get yourself a gift for a change?
Ow.
It's not too late. Christmas may be over for some people, but not the people at Old Records.
Oh, dear. All you give to me is love.
Old Records, two locations, 3762 Wellington in Verdun, and the third floor of Le Chateau Close, St. Catherine West at Mountain. Great music, great prices, unbeatable. Christmas presents, a little late, or you could call it early, from Ode Records. Top albums for as little as $2.98. The Problem Solver Record Shop. Ode Records, 3762 Wellington in Verdun, and third floor, Le Chateau, St. Catherine West at Mount.
Heavy Montreal weather, not so heavy. It's usual for this time of year. Clear and cold overnight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunshine, but clouding over by evening. Overnight, low near zero. High tomorrow, 15 to 20. The outlook for Thursday is cloudy with snow. The city pollution count today is 0.07 parts per million, which is 30% below the permissible level. Quite an improvement over yesterday, I would say. The airport currently is 9 degrees. Downtown, it's 12.
I thought I heard the organ grinder singing as he played. He had a little monkey with a little cup of tin, and he danced for joy when someone put a penny in. He sang, love me, love me, love. Why did you ever leave me, girl? If you love me, love me, love. Why did you ever go? Tragic tale of loneliness, how fate had done him wrong. Whatever made the old man want to brave the cold and rain and tell the world his story till death could ease the pain? He sang, love me, love me, love. Why did you ever leave me, girl? If you love me, love me, love. Why did you ever go? If you love me, love me, love. A policeman said the old man died one cold November day. I waited for a minute, then sadly walked away. Though I couldn't see the old man, I'm sure I heard him say, if you love me, love me, love, why did you ever leave me, girl? If you love me, love me, love, why did you ever go? If you love me,
old organ grinder story there. That's Frank Mills, Love Me, Love Me, Love. We never stop at CKGM and the hits come on strong. From Montreal on a Tuesday night at 10:25. This is Levon. Lyrics by Bernie Taupin and sung by Elton John.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown. It causes child Jesus.
that's going to do it for me on this Monday morning. Beautiful day coming up. Enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Be good to each other. Take care. News is next on CFCF.
Is Canada's first radio station, CFCF 600, Radio Montreal.
CFCF News, good morning. The Montreal and area weather, sunny with a high of 26 today. Temperature now in Midtown Montreal, 19 or 66. Israel has called for a swap.
Fill the rest of this. I've got a little bit of... This is from the CBC, so this is a national program, but I recorded this off of their Montreal station back in 1979. Some Morningside, their midday show with Don Herron. More than likely, you'll know of Don Herron because he was Charlie Farquharson, the KORN DJ on Hee Haw. Hard to believe he's actually a patron of the arts, you know, reads, writes, etc., or did, and yet he's also... has corny comedy. Yay. How about that for a well-rounded personality? Okay, onward.
That's the world now. I'm Rex Loring with Bill Hawes for CBC Radio News. This is CBC Radio.
The weather outlook today for Montreal, Trois-Rivières, and Drummondville, just sunshine with a high of 17 to 20. It's been sunny for the most part in Montreal this morning, and the temperature started out at about 8. At 5 to 6 this morning, it's now up to 12, 13. Winds are light northeast at 6, and the humidity is 71. For Quebec and the townships, sunny but with some cloudy periods today, and a high of 14 to 17. CBC 940, Montreal, it's 13 minutes after 9.
Morningside. It's Thursday, May the 17th. Something happened in Montreal yesterday that could revolutionize our legal system. Roger Taillibert, he's the gent from France who designed our Olympic Stadium, finally made an appearance before the provincial inquiry into the costs of our 76 games. But he only allowed his own lawyer to ask him questions. What do you say, sweetheart? The judge said it best serves the interest of justice. The adversary system has no place in a court of inquiry. If only we'd approached the hockey series with Russia that way. With only one goal net, we could have managed at least a tie. Actually, Mr. Taillibert appeared because there's a little matter of about $2 million owing to him. He originally asked for a $14 million fee as the architect of the Olympic Park. His friend, Montreal Mayor Jean Drapeau, never signed a contract. Oh, that's why he's still mayor of Montreal. And he finally settled for $6.8 million, and about $5 million of that has been paid. And Mr. Taillibert treated us to great essays on the uses of concrete. He treated us all like small boys, explained things syllable by syllable so we could all understand. He said, steel bends like marshmallow at 350 degrees. I didn't think it was that hot in Montreal. Anyway, the investigation into Olympic finances continues today. Yesterday, it could have been called Taillibert's Picnic. And if you stay down in our neck of the woods on Morningside today, you're sure of a big surprise. Those eager beavers running for office would promise us the earth if they thought we'd buy it. The trouble is they're spending our money. Brian Costello's coming in the first hour this morning to tally up the tab. And Tim Severin doesn't know when to quit. He successfully recreated the Brendan voyage from Ireland to Canada on a wee boat made of skin. Now he's about to try the same thing with the Sinbad. Next thing you know, he'll take on the Titanic. I wonder if he'll go all the way. And in our third hour, Nana Mouskouri, a woman with a voice of pure gold who has given the new meaning to the word glasses. Last week, programmers at CBC Television found themselves hustling to make last-minute scheduling changes when it was learned that both the first game of the Stanley Cup Final and the leaders' debate were set for the same night. As we know now, the game was played in the afternoon, and everyone was happy, weren't you? Well, things may not turn out so well on May 22nd, when both the election telecast and the deciding game of the Stanley Cup are scheduled for the same night.
Good evening. If you've just joined us, I'm Mark Hamilton here at CBC Election Central, where the closest election battle in the history of Canadian Confederation is shaping up. With the polls in the Maritimes closing some 2 hours ago, the CBC Decision Desk reports the Liberals elected in 14 and leading in 23 for a total of 37. The Progressive Conservatives are elected in 16 and leading in 21 for a total of 37. And the big surprise, the NDP elected in 7 and leading in 30 for a total of 37. With me is CBC's chief political correspondent, David Monahan. And David, that's a three-way tie.
Mark, the pollsters and pundits are astounded. No one expected anything quite like this. It looks now like it's going to be the crucial Metro Toronto ridings that are going to decide this election, which is what many people have been saying all along.
It's still 2 hours till the polls close in British...
Excuse me, Mark, some results just in from Toronto Rosedale, where it looks like the political apple cart has just been upset. With 200 of 214 polls reporting, a lead is opened up of 6,764 to 312. Incredible.
For who?
They'll be rewriting the political science books after this one.
Who's leading?
Now, Mark, hang on. More. Just in from Montreal, with 2 out of 3 periods nearly completed, Jacques Lemaire has tallied to give the Canadiens a 3-3 tie with New York. Let's go live to Montreal.
No. Who won in Rosedale?
Good evening, hockey fans. If you've just joined us, you missed quite a brouhaha. Both Canadians and Rangers protesting the assessment of penalties. Now the ice has been cleared of debris and play is underway. Danny?
Thank you, Dick. Score tied at 3 apiece. Duguay with it over to Hickey. Hickey circling at center ice. Shovels the pass to Hedberg, broken up by Big Larry Robinson. Robinson wheeling away, and the puck goes loose. And Gainey, Gainey didn't miss by much. Here's Lafleur in on a breakaway. He's got some ride with the ball! Bobby Fusco is leading Liberal Pete Reynolds in the Wentworth South riding. Now that's an interesting race, almost a microcosm of the whole Canadian mosaic, and quite a mosaic it is.
Well, who scored, Danny? Did he score?
Let's go back to Election Central.
Did he score? Who did?
The polls in British Columbia are now closed, and voter turnout is reported as ranging from very light through light to heavy all the way to very heavy. With results from Ontario and Quebec now in, the Decision Desk reports the Liberals and Progressive Conservatives both elected in 60 and leading in 13 for a total of 73. And the NDP elected in 30 and leading in 43 for a total of 73. So it looks like the West is going to decide this election, David.
Mark, just in from Crawford High Pass, where Industry Minister Jack Horner is making his first try as a Liberal, and this is nothing short of incredible.
What is what?
It looks like, Esposito has scored while Lambert was off for interference. Or did Lambert score while Esposito? Can you read this? I can't read.
What about Horner?
Let's go live to Montreal.
What about Horner?
It's been a titanic struggle we've been seeing here tonight. The lead is seesawed back and forth, and now it's changed hands again. Danny?
On the replay, Dick, we see Murdoch ragging the puck while Maloney gets onside. Chartrand picks off the pass. The puck is loose at center ice. Here comes the scoring play, and Broadbent!
What?
I've just been handed a note. Voter turnout in BC is very high, Dick. The NDP campaign to mobilize support seems to be paying off. A 95% turnout in Smithers, BC, and that's the home of Jimmy and Joe Watson, isn't it, Dick?
Yes, it is, Danny.
But I tell you, when you've got Joe Public standing around in front of that polling station, you just got to know he came here to vote. He's parked right out front. He gets the ballot into the booth. He gets a good pencil on it. Wham! It's in the box. Some kind of election here.
Somebody scored, Danny. Please?
Well, that's what the NDP got to do. They've got to get that big turnout. Get them in. Get them out. Get those tallies tabulated. Let's go back, Dick, to Election Central.
Somebody scored, Danny. Sonny.
Well, it's all over now. Speculation is over. The people of Canada have made their decision known. Now the victor must decide as to who will fill his cabinet. And the losers? Well, they have four more years to try to figure out what went wrong. With a final count of the party standings, David Monahan.
Thank you, Mark. It has been an unprecedented drama we've seen played out here tonight. You could sense the electricity flowing all through the newsroom. But it doesn't match what's been going on at the Montreal Forum. Let's go there now.
Well, the crowd is slow to leave the arena, stunned perhaps by the dazzling display of hockey they've seen here tonight. Another Stanley Cup has been won, and a much-deserved victory it was. So for myself, Dick, and all the people behind the scenes here in Election Central, we hope you've enjoyed this fine entertainment on both fronts. Goodbye and see you next season.
David Cole giving us a little taste of election night confusion when most of us will be in our Stanley Cups. Misconduct penalties to Rick Moranis and Joe Matheson, and David Cole should lose his deposit. A little music now from Schnozzola, Jimmy Durante. You gotta start off each day with a song.
You've gotta start off each day with a song. Even when things go wrong. Now you feel better, you even look better. I'm here to tell you that you'll be a go-getter. Now the way that you shake my hand will tell me how I stand. Now isn't it better to go through life with a smile and a song than walking around with a face 11 miles long? Now you know that you can't go wrong if you start off each day with a song. Start off each day with a song. What a title. I think it would be much better if you started off with a glass of orange juice, with a shot of saccharin. You start off each day with a song. You get to the office, the boss doesn't even say good morning, greets you with a frown, and things become vice versa. Believe me, they should hang by the rope. Now you know that you can't go wrong if you start off each day with a song. That's my philosophy. You gotta start off each day with a song.
The nose knows. Jimmy Durante. He might say, caveat emptor. Give the emperor some caviar. But it really means let the buyer beware. Thank you. Morningside has made a discovery. We found what we think is the world's most northerly pet shop. Rita's Pet Shop in Inuvik, Northwest Territories, comes as no surprise to the locals. It's been operating for about a year now, but it rather shocks the little scales off some of those guppies and Florida kings that have to travel north in the air freight steerage section. But once they land, if they're still intact, they're hustled off to the comfy aquariums and perches prepared by Rita Passacil, who runs the pet shop 125 miles north of the Arctic Circle. And she's on the line from Inuvik now. Good morning, Rita.
Hi.
Where are you now? In your shop?
Yeah, I'm in my shop.
What you got around you? What's the stock like?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just cleaning some mice cages right now.
And what else have you got?
Gerbils, guinea pigs, rabbits, snakes, and then, of course, all kinds of tropical fish. Budgies when I can get them in.
What kind of snakes?
I have a Florida king snake and a black racer snake. They're constrictor-type snakes.
That means that they squeeze their prey and then swallow them?
That's right.
Do you get much call for that kind of thing up here?
I've sold a few.
It sounds like a very high-risk business, is it?
Oh, well, getting it up here basically is a high risk because you have problems, and especially in the winter.
Tell us about some of your disappointments.
Well, I must admit my biggest disappointment was receiving a frozen order.
A frozen order of fish?
Yeah, it was basically fish. Came in frozen.
What kind of frozen fish did you order?
I didn't order frozen fish. It was all kinds of tropical fish, from guppies to angelfish.
Have you ever tried tropical birds?
Well, I do have tropical birds, parrots and budgies, canaries, finches.
They arrived intact?
Most of them do, yeah. The birds are pretty good in that respect. I've had some parrots, well, my parrots that came in about the same time on an earlier flight in November. They came in on the freighter one night.
And what was wrong with them when they arrived?
Well, it was kind of a terrifying experience for them because they was rather cold because the freighter isn't heated at all. And they're just in the belly of this freighter. So they were rather scared looking and, kind of mottled up when they came, but they all survived pretty good.
How long does it take to get them out of their state?
Well, it took about a week just to settle them down. One of them especially just squawked constantly. These parrots came from South America.
They approach you gradually, is that the idea?
Yeah, well, they have to go through quarantine in Canada before they can be delivered to the pet shops.
That's the only reason for the delay?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you send them right from the South American jungle right to Inuvik.
That's right.
How did you get into this business?
Well, I got an aquarium for Christmas. That's what happened. And I wanted to get some live fish. So finally, after about 3 months of trying to convince these people that I really wanted live fish, and they all couldn't figure out why I'd want live fish in my igloo, but I did convince them I wanted some, and when people found out, they all wanted them, and so one thing just led to another, and I opened up a shop, and here I am.
What's your best-selling pet?
Budgies.
Do people teach them to speak Inuktitut?
I imagine some of them would.
Do you have any monkeys?
No, monkeys I need a zoo license for. I don't think I could open up a zoo here.
Tell me about the health of your stock up there. Do they have particular troubles?
Not too bad. Some problem arises every once in a while with the guinea pigs. They're really prone to diarrhea.
How do you fix them up?
Oh, lots of kaopectate.
How do you feed it to them?
With a medicine dropper.
Oh, I see. You sound like you can handle that sort of thing.
Yeah, pharmacist by trade, but pet shop lady right now.
How do you get your feed? Some of them must be rather rare and imported, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, suppliers down south, well, in Edmonton, Calgary.
What do you feed the snakes? The stock that you can't sell?
No, they love mice, though.
Yeah, I bet they do. Are there any Arctic mice at this time of year?
No. No, we don't have mice up here.
You must be the only place in the world that imports your own rats and mice. I just thought, what do you do with birds, like your parrots, when you have 24 hours of sunlight? You have to cover up the cage?
That's right. That's right. They get really ornery if you don't.
What about 24 hours of the other stuff?
Oh, that doesn't bother me because the shop lights are on during the day. So.
Do you ever import any nocturnal animals?
Well, all the rodents are nocturnal animals. They basically do their thing during the night.
That would cause a little diarrhea, I would think, if an animal's waiting for the sunset and it never comes.
Right. Yeah, on the 26th of May, the sun will be up for a couple of months.
Do any of the animals suffer from cabin fever during the winter, or just the people?
Just the people. The animals do quite well. I think the animals help the people.
You must charge some pretty fair prices up there. It must be pretty expensive to do what you're doing.
The basic addition is the freight, which can be quite horrendous at times.
How much would a parrot cost?
The parrots I have cost $500.
That sounds pretty high for a parrot.
Well.
But I mean, considering what it has to go through and what you have to go through, I can understand. How much are you charging for that Florida king snake?
$75.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Do you feel the need for a pet is stronger up where you are than, say, down south?
Just the fact of seeing these animals, children are just super delighted, and adults as well, because a lot of them haven't ever seen a hamster or a gerbil or a snake, you know.
Do you have a lot of children in your shop?
No, you're not kidding. Yeah. But I won't let them in during the day, during school hours, because they're supposed to be in school.
You're in a fascinating high-risk business, whatever you say. It's lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rita Passaseal, operator of Rita's Pet Shop in Inuvik, Northwest Territory.
Ne manquez pas demain les reportages de Sylvie Bisson en direct du Parc Jarry, où se déroulera la 8e édition du Tour des enfants, et également les reportages bulletins de circulation pour savoir quelles rues seront fermées pour ce Tour des enfants. Voici le meilleur de Phil Collins maintenant.
Taking all you can bear. Just call me up because you.
Je ne sais pas, c'est un week-end de deux jours, mais on dirait que ça sent le long week-end. Alain Jean-Marie, c'est mon nom, et on vient d'entendre un chanteur que j'adore énormément, Phil Collins, et True Colors, week-end superstar de Cité Rock Détente. Et à ne pas manquer, demain, au programme de Star, de 10h à midi, sur toutes les stations du réseau Rock Détente, Hélène Lauzon reçoit le premier ministre du Québec, M. Lucien Bouchard, qui viendra nous parler, premièrement, du printemps du Québec en France, et également de ses coups de cœur côté musicaux, les artistes de sa jeunesse qui l'ont fait grandir au niveau musical, également les artistes d'aujourd'hui qu'il adore, qu'il aime. Et si vous voulez tout savoir, bien, on écoute le programme de Star, donc demain, à votre agenda de 10h à midi. Et pour un avant-goût de cette émission, la chanson, l'interprète, le chanteur, qui chantera tout de suite après la pause publicitaire, c'est un des préférés du Saint-Bouchard. C'est à venir à Cité Rock Détente.
Ce week-end, une vague de chaleur s'installe sur Cité Rock Détente.
Seul sur le sable, les yeux dans l'eau.
S'il suffisait qu'on s'aime.
Ce soir, dès 20h, Alain Jean-Marie vous présente les grands slows en super suite. Le retour des grands slows. Ce soir, 20h, à Cité Rock Détente, 107.3, Montréal.
Vous, là. Oui, vous, là. Vous attendez quoi, au juste? C'est le temps, là. Là, tout de suite. C'est l'opération envoyée à maison chez Desjardins. Présentement, votre caisse est hyper prête à vous faire un prêt avec son hyper hypothèque hyper avantageuse. Là, profitez-en, c'est le temps. Une belle petite maison avec une cour, une clôture, un piquet, un pommetier, ça vous dirait pas? Un condo, d'abord? Un semi-détaché? Une maison de ville? Comme vous voudrez. L'important, c'est d'être chez vous. Mais faites ça là. Pensez à votre caisse Desjardins, puis envoyez à maison.
Grâce à la chaîne A&E, vous avez rendez-vous avec plein de gens que vous pensiez connaître. Jim Carrey, Picasso, Elizabeth Taylor, 16 soirs par semaine.
Biography.
Des vedettes vous réservent leurs meilleurs numéros dans des longs métrages en primeur.
Bo Bridges, Gene Wilder, Kathy Bates, Joe Mantegna.
Laissez-vous subjuguer par des intrigues et des mystères passionnants à mourir.
Mysteries to die for.
Regardez la vérité bien en face avec Bill Curtis.
A&E Documentaries.
Et retrouvez des superstars comme Phil Collins, Gloria Estefan et Tony Bennett sur scène et en direct.
Live by request.
Pour voir ce que la télé a de mieux à offrir, ne regardez pas ailleurs. Regardez la chaîne A&E.
Arts and Entertainment.
A&E, pour sortir de l'ordinaire.
Ne manquez pas Dash and Lily, une production originale de A&E, présentée en grande première ce lundi à 20h. A&E, pour sortir de l'ordinaire.
Pendant le mois du matelas, chez Brou et Martineau, obtenez gratuitement un vélo de montagne d'une valeur de 199 $ à l'achat d'un matelas Somex. Vous pouvez ainsi vous procurer un matelas 2 places extrapédique à 399 $ et recevoir gratuitement un vélo de montagne 15 vitesses. De plus, nous livrerons votre nouveau matelas gratuitement dans un rayon de 200 km et reprendrons votre ancien matelas sans frais additionnels. Achetez maintenant et ne payez qu'en avril 2000. Oui, avec Brou et Martineau, vous sortez toujours gagnant. Détails en magasin.
Bonjour. Vous êtes bien dans mon répondeur à mon numéro de téléphone. Je ne puis vous répondre pour l'instant puisque je suis dans l'impossibilité de vous parler. Veuillez me laisser votre nom ainsi qu'un message tout détaillé. Vous êtes prié d'éviter les consonnes BP et D qui font gricher mon répondeur. De plus, veuillez crier au lieu de parler, comme ça je suis sûre que vous serez entendable. Veuillez attendre 6, 7 ou 8 bip et la voix de robot qui dit « Please wait » 3 fois. Vous disposez de 10 secondes. Si vous en requérez plus, vous n'avez qu'à rappeler et à réécouter le message ici présent. Bonne journée. Voyons.
Optez donc pour la simplicité. Avec le service Téléréponse Bell, obtenez une boîte vocale gratuite pendant un mois. Composez le 1-888-25-SUPER avant le 30 mai. Avec la Téléréponse Bell, équipée pour jouer dehors.
Vous pensez que ça se peut pas, une police qui pardonne? Ben, chez Bel Air Direct, on vous offre la toute nouvelle assurance auto CAA Québec. Avec cette police-là, vous devenez membre du CAA et votre bon dossier est protégé. Ça veut dire zéro augmentation quand vous renouvelez, même si vous avez un accident, même si vous êtes responsable. C'est ça, une police qui pardonne.
Appelez Bel Air Direct et obtenez un rabais de $50 à l'achat d'une police CAA Québec. Composez le 270-9111. Bel Air Direct, assureur officiel du CAA Québec.
Sarah Bouchard est chirurgienne. Sa clientèle, des enfants.
Mon quotidien consiste à opérer des enfants pour toutes sortes de problèmes, des tumeurs cancéreuses, des malformations congénitales, ça va même jusqu'aux greffes d'organes. Souvent, j'ai le cœur serré, mais je suis tellement contente de voir les enfants récupérer. Pour faire ces chirurgies, on a besoin de sang. Un don de sang, c'est un beau geste qui sauve des vies.
Donner du sang, une question de vie. Un message de Emma Québec.
Home Hardware vous donne à nouveau la chance de redécouvrir le Canada avec Via Rail. 20 couples chanceux se rendront à Vancouver en avion avec les lignes aériennes canadiennes. Ils voyageront ensuite en première classe vers Kingston à bord d'un train de Via Rail. Ils vogueront sur le Saint-Laurent jusqu'à Montréal sur un luxueux bateau.
That'll have to do because we're already out of our hour. So I'll have to sign off for now. But catch you again next time. Bye!
Well, finished with the show. What do you want me to do now?
Did you have a good time in there?
Yeah. Oh, boy, it was fun.
Great. How'd you like to do it every day?
Yeah, yeah. That would be neat. Hey, wait a minute. Do I still get to be the janitor?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Always has an appeal to some of us. And here is the world's largest electronic carillon. More than 600 bells. Our country's challenge to greatness. More than 600 bells. Our country's challenge to greatness. Our country's challenge to greatness. Theme has a special appeal to many. In the United States Pavilion, colorful presentations trace America's progress from the dramatic past to the challenge of space travel. Some visitors with a faraway look in their eyes are particularly interested in exhibits of faraway lands and places. Exhibits that, through art, atmosphere, and architecture, bring pieces of the world to one World's Fair. Many people have a special interest in the history of transportation. You'll also find them standing in line to get a tantalizing glimpse of what life will be like not too many decades from now. You'll also find them standing in line to get a tantalizing glimpse of what life will be like not too many decades from now.
Galaxies, every possible reality exists. And what is reality on any one world is mere fantasy on all others. Here all is real and all is illusion. What is, what was, and what will be start here with the words, "In the beginning there was..."
You are listening to
Mid-Tasons.
Mid-Valley
Mutations. Mutations.
Citations. Mutations.
From Sheena's jungle room.
Mid-Valley.
Here we go again.
Part of the WFMU family of products.
Mutations.
And at the Ford exhibit, they will enjoy a unique and exciting trip through a fantasy land of the past, present, and future. A unique and exciting trip through a fantasy land of the past, present, and future.
And